latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that former Newcastle boss Sam Allardyce is adamant that current manager Rafa Benitez is in charge of his side's transfers. Well, the Magpies appear to be a club in turmoil, with owner Mike Ashley looking to sell and very little investment in new players. Having pulled the Tynesiders out of the mire to enjoy a 10th place finish last season, Benitez has been tipped for another campaign struggling for top flight survival, with every possibility that the club might change hands mid-season if a buyer can be found. It has been suggested that the Spanish tactician has no say on who comes into the club, as the board sanction any moves that might be made. But Allardyce, who was in charge at St James's Park between May 2007 and January 2008, does not see it that way and feels the boss is being backed. He told TalkSport, "Newcastle are not trying to get rid of Rafa Benitez. I think what's happened, in my limited understanding, is that Mike Ashley has always said Rafa can have every penny the club generates and that he can use that in the transfer market how he sees fit. So clearly Rafa, for the first time at Newcastle, is in charge of his own recruitment." And the former England coach sees better times ahead for the long-suffering Toon Army, adding, "I think the season's worth of experience all the players have had, plus the new recruits, means they'll be OK. And that is something that Newcastle fans should look forward to." Meanwhile, the Daily Mirror claim that West Brom want £25 million for Salomon Rondon, which will surely end Newcastle's hopes of bringing him in. The Magpies have been chasing Rondon all summer, with Benitez eager to bring in the target man. However, the Baggies' new asking price of the forward will probably rule out a move to St James's Park. Newcastle were reluctant to pay £16.5 million when Rondon's release clause was still active, so they're highly unlikely to raise their offer by another £8.5 million. It serves as yet another blow to Benitez's transfer plans in what's been a hugely frustrating summer for the Spaniard. It was expected that he would have money to spend this summer, but he's had to shop in the bargain basement once again. Newcastle will now have to look elsewhere for a striker, but there are no guarantees that he'll get a forward before the close of the transfer window.